Now on the line from Mutacord, I've got Dave. Good morning, Dave.
G'day, Aaron. How you doing, mate?
I'm doing pretty good. So you guys are going to be at the Yacht Club this Saturday evening. And,
That's correct.
And you're going to be, you've got a couple of support acts. But first of all, just tell us a little bit about Mutacord. Did I read somewhere that it was a band started by two drummers?
Yeah, that's correct. We've been around quite a while. I don't know what to say. It's a two-piece. It's piano, drums, and vocals, and we both certainly play drums and other bands. The piano is primarily a percussion instrument, so I approach it as such.
Okay, so you're the pianist.
Correct.
And are there many bands out there that's just a drummer and a piano and voice as well?
It wasn't really supposed to start off that way. It's just that it's just so efficient having just two people, and it doesn't really suffer from it doesn't lack anything. You know, the left hand on a bass on a piano goes like a whole octave deeper than a normal bass guitar.
Yeah,
and the right hand goes, you know, pretty much. Just as high as a guitar on the other side, so, you know, and you got two hands, so
yeah.
And you can technically play five notes with each hand if you don't use your forearm for even more. It ended up just being for traveling around, for, you know, for actually getting band practice to happen, all that sort of stuff. It was just, you know what, we'll just leave it with us.
Unless
a bit of distortion, you know, makes it, and we're away laughing.
Distortion on the piano.
I think it's important to have a bit of distortion on most things.
how do you do that? I'm not a particularly musician. How do you distort the piano?
It's an electric piano. I don't cart around. It would obviously be less efficient to cart around an upright.
True.
It's an electric piano. It's got built-in distortion, and it's kind of like a layered patch. You know, it's got some the old Fender Rhodes style piano sort of tucked in underneath, which is severely distorted, and then just like a normal piano sitting on top, taking care of some of the, you know, some of the more tuneful stuff. It's a fairly unique sound. I've yet to find someone to accurately describe the genre. It's in the rock sort of category, I guess. But
kind of what I was about to ask you to do next. I know we're going to play something later, but. But can you describe in words what it's like, what the vibe of the show will be?
I mean, it's basically a rock show, heading in the punk rock direction occasionally. But, I mean, fast only feels fast if you've been going slow for a while. So, we also like to it's a wide range, you know. Like a piano can go from everything, you know, like... we don't do love ballads, but a piano is very capable of doing that all the way through to borderline metal in certain places, but not constantly. The support acts we're playing with Two Skinner from Tauranga, who are what I call a extremely happy and excitable punk rock band.
Yeah.
And Vicky, who you probably know, Vicky, she's a local. Who used to be in a band called Five Girls, which is how I met her, and she's doing like a solo thing. So
we've played.
I haven't actually seen the solo thing, but I'm told it's really good, so I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm not that clued up about the solo thing either, but we have played one of their songs from Five Girls.
So, yeah, I've yet to get my hands on that record. I'm told it's really good.
It is. It's really good. Yeah. I can't remember the name of the specific track now, which is embarrassing, but that happens with me a lot.
you're not expected to remember everything. It's okay.
That's good. So the band name Mutacord, is that also some kind of indication of what the band's about?
Yeah, well, it's just kind of a bit of a pet name for when you try to play all the notes on the piano at once. You know, so it's...
Not for the purists, the piano purists?
Probably not. No, it's difficult to write down maybe it's not. Maybe just like write all the notes, I guess, just near the solo more, and I guess it would be easy enough. So that's basically where that comes from. I kind of regret the name in retrospect now, because the word murder in like places like social media and what have you, like,
oh, yeah,
just gets like massively downregulated. So we'd probably be quite a bit more famous by now if we were called just like the Happy Gourd or something like that. but you know, we existed before social media did. So you know, how was I supposed to know?
Yeah, you actually see, if you're on short form video, especially, you see a lot of words with little stars in the middle of them. So
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Facebook, I literally had to change the E to a 3 before I could even register the name.
Yeah.
So you can imagine how great that is for search engine optimization. Like it's a shame.
Yeah. It's kind of funny too, because Facebook is such an ethical, moral organization.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So I years ago I flattered with a drummer, and he loved to get on the piano, and he loved to just fill up the whole sound spectrum. Is there something about drummers getting on pianos? I know I've only got a sample of two here, so it's not very much, but...
Yeah, fair enough.
Do you approach it differently?
Well, I certainly started as a pianist when I was, basically before I could walk.
Right.
And so I smashed in at least, I guess, 15 years before I... And pretty much by the time I had done that, you learn how to disconnect your feet and your hands... from each other, like mentally.
Yeah.
And so when I sat down a drum kit for the first time in my early teens, I was basically able to play a drum kit more or less straight away. And just the sheer volume, and, you know, when you're a teenager, you just, you know, big, loud, stupid things make you very happy. So I just found myself playing in various punk rock bands, a band called Missing Teeth that we sort of punched through. I guess a decade or so, and then somewhere near the end of that, I remembered that I could play piano, and so I bought one and started writing stuff, and that's it just kind of came back to it, I guess, after quite a while. So
I guess
yes, it is too.
I guess some people wouldn't think a piano was a very punk thing, but I guess the whole point of punk is that there's not really any rules about stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, it is a piano. It looks like a piano. It acts like a piano, but I think once people sort of hear it for the first 8 seconds, they're like, oh, wait, this isn't what I was kind of expecting. But like I say, you know, it traverses a lot of different styles. Like, we're not just like the Ramones or something. We're just like, every song is just a classic punk song, and it covers a lot of different stuff.
It does kind of feel like you've invented something new, which is hard to do these days, and may not be the case, but it just kind of does feel something different.
I'm always really suspicious that I haven't, you know, like, because surely I haven't, because
yeah,
you know,
right.
Everything is recycled. But the more I look around, and a lot of the other stuff that I see around there, you know, you really can just go, okay, that's basically that, but with a little bit of that stuck to it or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And I still struggle to, like, I mean, I don't even half the time I don't even like listen to other people's music. Like, if I want to listen to music, I usually just play something myself. So
right. Which is what music,
I'm also a recording engineer, so
that's what music was for originally, wasn't it, before we could record anything.
I mean it didn't used to exist. Like, you can just record it and listen back, right? So it was that was all it was. Which, you know, maybe we should go back to that.
I think the genie's out of the bottle. I think there's something about, like, you've created limitations with just drums and a keyboard. And like these days, people can, you know, on your laptop, you can have every sound in the known universe.
That is so true. I think that having a having something to butt up against limitation wise is creatively really, really important. I mean, the piano that I own and can make 25,000 different other noises, but I literally just don't use any of them. Mm. I have a patch of, like, an actual just clean piano, which I basically never use anymore. The disgusting piano that I use for the actual gigs, and there's, like, two other sounds that I occasionally dig out just for, you know, if we're playing a long set and it's getting a bit samey.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. Like, I think that the more choices you have, the less time you spend actually creating something, and the more time you spend just dialing through millions of samples trying to find that kick drum that as you know, that you're just going to go dunk, 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 dunk with anyway.
Yeah, I think when you look at, you look back at eras like the 80s, you can see a lot of music there that was like people actually forgot to finish the song because the synth created...
Well, it's probably cocaine more than anything, right?
Well, this is true. We've got to take all these things into account. But yeah, there were a lot of... Yeah. It feels like there's a lot of unfinished music out of that decade that people thought they were done, but really it wasn't.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to say.
Do you... Well, I was a teenager in that decade, so I kind of remember it a bit better.
Yeah.
Do you then describe yourself as having roots or inspiration for your music? Like musical inspiration?
As a young fella, I was pretty much just into Metallica. It was like the band that, you know, like, it made me pick up the guitar and, like, learn guitar. I picked it up around the wrong way, but that's okay. and, you know, sat down and was just, like, really into that band. And then for a while, I was really into Guns N' Roses. And so I guess those two bands form, you know, like, in my, you know, before I sort of became a teenager or whatever, you know,
yeah.
And they say that sort of period of time is the time that kind of is formative for you, for what you're into.
Mm.
As I say that, I'm standing here in my dad's garage looking at the 10,000 records that he has, which are all like Cajun and Zydeco and blues and all that kind of music. So I know that a lot of that came through my wall early in the morning, so... that probably got in there somehow too.
Yeah. So life without music, you don't know what that's like. You said you were playing it. Was it two or something? Did you say two?
So my sister was getting piano lessons. She's about 5 years older than me, and she started fairly early. And so I was literally just at the piano lessons, sitting on someone's knee, probably being really annoying. So I pretty much would just jump up and have a tinkle around. Even then, you know, for quite a while before I actually started doing my own lessons, but I was definitely sitting in a piano stool quite happily before I was toddling properly, I think.
Yeah.
as it were.
Yeah.
So it's so ingrained. I don't even know what I know.
Well, that's great. So, folks, we're talking to Dave from Murder Chord, Yacht Club this Saturday. It says 9 o'clock on the What's On guide. How do people get tickets?
It's just turn up and go, you know. It's a yacht club. It's not a the gig isn't like an album release or any. You know, I'm not going to claim that it's some amazing special gig. It's literally just another awesome night at the yacht club because you know there's been about a million of those, and we might as well add an extra one on.
Yeah.
So I mean, if we want to, should we whap a couple of names on the door if someone wants to? Call in or something like that. Do you guys do giveaways?
People are very lazy here, Dave.
People are very lazy, I think, is what you mean to
They're
say.
Very laid like, back. I get what happens is we'll try it and people will talk to me like next week and say, have you still got those tickets? I'm like, well, no, it's too late. or they ring up and then they never come and pick up the tickets. Like, this is a chronic issue. We can try, though. If anyone listening wants their name on the door, get in touch after the interview. What is our number? 825-0268. I had to change it recently. Yeah, 0268. Yeah, there we go. Or bump into me on the street between now and Saturday, which is the most likely thing to happen. And we're going to play one of your songs, aren't we? You suggested we play What's Up?
Kind of up to you. Are you going to whap it on right now, or have we got time after and we can do it?
I want to do it now. I've got two more interviews this morning. Yeah.
So I don't know what your audience is like. If you want like a hard out song, then I reckon you should play Pale Blue Dot. And if you want like a really chilled out song, you should play The Thing About Time.
Okay, I'm not on the right page then. I'm on Bandcamp.
Scooch back to the album called Pattern Seeking Reaction Machines. It's the one with the black cover. There's a lot on there, I know. So.
Pattern seeking. I'm just going to search because something's gone weird. Pattern seeking
reaction machines. So if other people want to go to our Bandcamp page, you can listen to basically everything for free on there because music's worthless unless it's live. The URL is themurdercord.co.nz, which is a chord like how you play a chord on a piano, not the one that you use to strangle people, which I realise.
I'm in trouble here. It's just not behaving. All I've got is I've got life at the dank. Is the only thing it will give me. I don't know why.
That's fine. Just roll with it. That's about as close to live like what the show's going to be like as you're going to get, because it's literally just a band practice. But I live in a recording studio, so it's not. It doesn't sound like it's recorded on a cell phone or anything.
That's good.
But that would have been probably like the fourth time we've ever played this song. So if you've got it there, fire that up by all means.
Okay. What was the name of the song, the softer one that you were going to suggest? If I get time, I'll dig it out later.
Yeah. It's called The Thing About Time.
The Thing About
Time.
And
I'm 90% sure that it's on Pattern Seeking Reaction Machines, although, yeah.
All right.
I can email you a link after. How about that?
All right, well, you can do that as well. But right now we're going to play, I think we're going to play What's Up. And this will give a good feel for what the gig's going to be like this Saturday at the Yacht Club. Thanks for talking to us, Dave. Hey, you got the morning show with Aaron. That was Murder Chord. Oh, no, it's starting again. Hold on. We're not going to play a second one. Not that one anyway. I actually am going to play a second one. I found the song that Dave was talking about, The Thing About Time. So we're going to play that because I've got, conveniently, a little bit of time to fill in before Shona gets here for our chat about what's happening in the art scene at the Old School Arts Centre in the coming weeks. So here we go, The Thing About Time.
My eye feels the glint coming off yours. We've both been propelled through time, a little bit forwards. And by the time you hear the song being played, even if it's live, there's still a little bit of a delay. By the time my mind feels your skin touching mine, then I'm already a moment behind. When you're thinking about time, you know, it's always gone. Here we are, looking out. From the inside our many, many senses, where things aren't too far away and they're not too close up. In between those two distances, we're stuck. Everything about us is Goldilocks. Not too cold and not too hot. Here at home on a spinning pile of rocks. Here at home on my favorite spinning pile of rocks. Here at home where it's not, where it's not too heavy, where it's not too light, and there's not too much daytime or night. So without that Superman, we're not that bright. So hopefully everything's gonna work out alright. When you think about time, you know it's always gone. Just before you're figuring out what's going on. When you think about time, you know it's always gone. Just before you're figuring out what's going on. Solids, liquids, gases, and plasma. Don't go asking what is the matter when I don't even know what matter is. When I don't even know what matter is. Just when you're thinking about time, you know it's always on. And just before you're figuring out what's going on. And soon it'll be like back when the horses had all just lost their jobs. This time the computers will tell us you're welcome. When you're thinking about time, you know it's on. Just before you're figuring out what's going on. When you're thinking about time, you know it's always on. Just before you're figuring out what's going on. We understand. We understand. When we can hold in our hands. We can all make sense of the past and the present tense. And we all fast forward and rewind the time with our mind. When you're thinking about time, you know it's always gone. Just before you're figuring out what's going on. When you're thinking about time, you know it's always gone. Before you're figuring out what's going on.
Hey, got the morning show with Aaron. That's the thing about time. And after me saying, oh no, no one will ever ring up for tickets in Raglan, we're all too disorganized. Shout out to Jo. She's been in touch. She's got the tickets. Too late for everybody else if you were thinking about approaching me on the street or somewhere like that. Now, we've got to have a little break, and then when we come back, we're going to be talking to the Old School Arts Centre representative. I've got to call you that this morning.